Would you agree with me that if you're a cheater and you're going to get married, it's probably best to cut things off with the side piece before the wedding, don't you think?
Or elope.
Right, or elope, exactly. Just make sure that your side piece is like nowhere to be found or doesn't know where or when your wedding is.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy in South Africa who did not follow that rule. And the girl he was cheating with showed up at his wedding, not just showed up, but she walked down the aisle while his nuptials were going on.
No.
She was wearing a veil, gloves, a dress. She was dressed like a bride because she was pregnant.
Oh, no.
But to her, all the respect that a husband owes to his wife, until God by death shall separate you.
I do.
Sister Kim, do you take this man to be your wedded husband? Do you earnestly promise me that you will love her, love him, comfort him, honor,
really,
and obey?
Here she comes.
Really, Anthony? Mm-hmm. You act like you don't know me. Wait, you didn't take your sight meds today?
And after you got it all over to him,
and I got your baby here.
Him, all this dude,
Anthony, I know you hear me.
Oh,
you
God.
Better get out of my mama's wedding. What is wrong with you?
Of course his name had to be Anthony. I didn't want to give it away. I figured you'd really appreciate that part.
Oh,
yeah,
that...
I was going to say what the guy's name was, but I thought, you know what? Let me let her say it. Anthony!
Anthony!
Shill that just went down my spine.
You
didn't take your psych meds. I love that she's taunting him at his own wedding.
It's Anthony, do you remember this person?
Anthony, this is your life. Yeah, she showed up pregnant.
Anthony,
that's the thing. I mean,
I don't hear you.
Get out of my mama's wedding. What is wrong with you?
So the woman that he's marrying has a daughter who went running down and basically push the pregnant woman out of the way. What is wrong with you?
Did they end up getting married?
Yeah, here's the weird thing about it. So the groom attempted to calm this woman down and get her to leave, but she was very upset, obviously.
Right.
She then tried to speak to the bride to warn her about, like, hey, this is what you're getting into. But this is weird. The bride doesn't flip out. She's just chill. She's just hanging out. And I guess at that point, at the point of watching the video, it cuts out. So we don't know if she actually went through with the wedding.
Well, because the bride is sitting there saying, I won. We were both trying to get this guy. You got him to get you knocked up. I'm marrying the guy.
Right.
So I win. Go away.
But is that really a win? I mean, when I was marrying Sean Lee, if some other woman showed up pregnant and was like, Sean Lee, you know what I'm saying? I think I would have been like, ooh.
You act like you don't know me. Wait, you didn't take
Sean Lee, you act like you don't know me.
Yeah, I think I'd put that in the L column. I think I would just be like, you know what? Made a mistake here.
Okay, for one thing, your ex-husband would never do that. So
that's true.
You wouldn't have anything to worry about that. Oh, God, does his name have to be Anthony?
I love that his name is Anthony.
You act like you don't know me. Wait, you didn't take your psych meds today?
Anthony! Take your psych meds!
And I got your baby here.
That's so funny.
Anthony, you know, I know you here.
And at first I thought it was a prank, but no, apparently Anthony really did knock this woman up. She showed up at the wedding. That's why now everyone does their own vows, because they don't want a priest or a judge or a rabbi, whoever, to be up there and say, if anybody objects to this wedding, speak now or forever hold your peace. They don't want to give you the opportunity for someone, some idiot, to go, I object, Anthony.
Oh, God.
Don't pretend you don't know me.
I got your baby here.
You can see he's holding his wife-to-be's hands going, don't look. Don't look. Just get to the point where you say I do. Hurry. She's crazy. Hurry. Yeah, and what you have a best man for a reason.
Right. That,
you have to tackle these people. When they come running down the aisle screaming your name.
You act like you don't know me. Wait, you didn't take your sight.
Yes, yeah, that's the thing. Where are the rest of the bridal party? Why is it just the one bridesmaid, the daughter, you know, of the bride? Why is she the only one running down and yelling? Like, where's everybody else escorting this woman out?
Right. And you're my best man. You should you should step up. The first time you hear Anthony for the first time, go. He should be scoping the room.
Right. They should be like the Secret Service. Uh-huh. They should be like scoping the room, making sure nothing's about to happen. Like, don't watch me. I'm good here. The priest is handling
it.
We're good.
Little earpieces for people standing outside in a parking lot.
Yeah, I want to see you look into your watch, talk into your watch, and go. Yeah, it's go time. Go.
Love him. Yeah, don't look at me. Look around the room.
See if anything's coming. Anything happening?
Really, Anthony? That's it. Go.